The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here's Carl and Linda Bach. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, good morning. It is Carl and Linda Bach right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:05 in the morning here on the 31st of January. This has been the longest month ever. Wow. Hey, the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina. All dressed
in
red, her red sweater.
I was getting ready for our today guests.
Oh, okay. We'll see here. Okay, and Linda.
Good morning, everyone. How are you on this, my gosh, the last day of this January?
This month seems like it's lasted 2 months.
I know. It's been a long, well, it's been 5 weeks. It's a 5 week month. So, 2025, the last day of January. Today, showers, patchy fog, well, between 9 and 10. Temperature is going to be about 50 today. It is a rainy at, just be careful of the patchy fog, and overnight lows tonight, will be 46. Looks like it says new precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half inch on Saturday. We know the crab feed's tomorrow night. If you've ever been to the crab feed in the rain, you might consider not wearing nice boots or anything. Might think about anything that has rubber on the bottom and kind of elevates you off the floor, because it can be pretty cold and pretty when it's raining.
Yeah, but once you get inside where the crab is, you're surrounded by people and it's warm in there. But
doors
open at 4.
That's right. The hours have changed a little bit. So
doors open at 4.
Do be mindful of that when they say that, because when the doors open, that means that, now I don't know if that means the silent auction area.
No, it's just a silent auction area, and then like another hour or so goes by.
Well, we don't know that.
But we don't know that.
We don't know that.
I'm pretty sure though that.
Now this is the Arch. Even though we call it One Safe Place, it's the Arch Collective.
Collaborative.
And now Collaborative, and now there is it's a new sheriff in town with new rules, and you have to get in and print out your ticket.
The one thing that remains the same. Oh, the crap.
That's right. So the weekend calls for just showers. We are going to be having all the way through Tuesday. So know that that's what we have ahead of us over the weekend, with our showers on Saturday 54, overnight lows 46, and Sunday's 55, overnight lows of 46.
This could be a horrendous storm. We're going to talk about that as soon as you finish the weather, and we finish with Haven Humane.
We do have a flood watch.
Yeah, well,
we start off with the flood watch.
Yeah.
And then I think Christina said something about snow. I don't see that here in the readout, but
it is in the last.
We're going to talk about this. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. We're going to discuss this since we finish with Haven Humane.
All right. Okay. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business where they always treat seniors and veterans to discounts.
There they do, 530-365-3793. And we're here with Katrina, and we've got
Janae.
Janae.
Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
Okay,
let's get you in there. Heaven Humane, good morning.
Good morning.
There you go.
Yes. Perfect.
So this looks like a little cattle dog.
Yeah, she definitely is very cattle doggy looking. I think we have her as a border collie mix.
Yeah,
she's got some
yeah.
like nab or
I can
something.
See that. Yeah,
definitely that kind of personality. She
there she is. Good morning,
she's
Janae.
Saying hello, popped up on the counter.
She goes, hi.
Oh, she is black and white, and she's got those ears that kind of fold in the middle.
Yeah,
and she's just a cutie pie. And she's friendly. She goes over here licking my fingers, and. And Buford this morning. Buford, I'm trying to put him back in our office because Buford and Janae would be in here playing. And he falls on his back, rolls over his back, and I had to pull him. I had to turn him over and then push and pull him into the office. It's like I mean, you were watching it. Katrina?
I was.
He goes, no, there's going to be fun out here. Anyway, he's probably near chewing up my seat.
Well, you know, I will say this, and every time you're here, we say that to you, that Pet of the Week does work. I mean, because we adopted our beautiful Buford from a very visit, just like this.
Yeah.
And so I think it's great when you do the media run. It's effective. And when you take your specific dogs that you've chosen to walk across the bridge and greet the people, and he really wants to go for that microphone with the
He's
red ball in
the microphone. I love that.
Well,
this is a cool dog. This is a cool dog. He's a two-year-old. Or she is. She's a two-year-old.
She, yeah. And she's just under 50 pounds, so she's not a very big dog.
Don't let her chew on the wire.
Okay, yeah, well, let's talk more about the dog.
Yes, and she is, well, oh, there she goodness. Goes.
She's very active. She's a two-year-old, you know.
She just pulled off the
She definitely
headphones.
Needs to run around and everything. But,
yeah, now, this is your shepherd mix and the cattle dog type personality. They have a lot of energy, and so
they do.
They need a yard, or they need long walks, I would imagine. But she is so friendly.
She is. She's kind of a funny girl. She's getting really comfy as we're here. She can be kind of in like new situations sometimes. She can be like a little tentative. Mm-hmm. So I like that she's gotten so comfortable with you guys so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she can be a little tentative sometimes. But she is just so sweet. And yeah, she definitely loves to play. She definitely wants to play right now quite a bit. I should have brought in like a toy for her or something to do. Cause she definitely is that type of breed where she wants something to do. She wants to chase a ball. She's actually really good at fetch. We were playing a bit this morning and she's very, very smart and attentive. And she's definitely the type where she rings the ball, she'll drop it. You can make her sit and stay. You can grab the ball, toss it. You know, she's not trying to, you're not wrestling the ball from her. So she's very smart and she does learn very quickly.
You know those dogs?
I gave her a Buford toy.
You know those dogs that you see in the competitions where they do?
Yes.
Agility. This dog, I think, would be, if somebody was thinking about taking that on, they could train this dog to do that. It's got that kind of energy.
This is a cute dog, lots of energy, and she's she could be in love. She could be in love.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to come up and want attention, and you could give her all the attention you want, but give her exercise.
Definitely.
She needs a job.
She needs that good balance of affection and something to do.
She is a cutie. Oh, here she is again.
Hello.
Looking around.
Hey.
And she looks, you know what? You look in your eyes, and you can say, you look in some dog's eyes, and they're going, she's got a little smart look in her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely a smartie.
Like she could open the refrigerator and get you a can of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that kind of the dog. Yeah. Watch the phones light up. Been thinking about adopting a dog? Janae.
And, okay. Well, good. Now, how do people get a hold of Janae?
Well, you can always give us a call, 530-241-1653. You can also come down to the shelter to meet her. So we're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
She's, you know, short tail. She's black and white. She's marked like a border collie, you know, with the white and the black on her.
Exactly.
So, and people are calling already wanting to adopt her. Well, I guess we could do it over the air, but probably not.
Because you have to
come down. They have to, you know, you have to see, you know, you got to come in and, you know, hug the dog.
Yeah,
well, what we do, because we know that Buford, he needs exercise. He's just the type of dog that even though he loves to lounge with you, he does need a major walk. So, you know, it forces us in a good way. We just bundle up and we take him for a walk around the block, the two or three blocks or whatever it takes, in order just to walk him. And it's good for us. We were talking about this yesterday. I have a girlfriend that just adopted, she has four dogs now. And what that means to have four dogs and the kind of, intensity factor of what it is to have four dogs and train them and be with them.
Yeah.
Well, so we put towels in days like this. He gets his runs, but we put a whole bunch of towels out and we come back in and we wipe him off his feet and everything. And he understands that. He, you know, gives his feet but he gets his exercise and so do we. So,
yeah.
And this is a cute, smart dog. And I think she'll make somebody a great pet. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having her, letting her romp around the studio.
And chew on one of Buford's toys. He'll come in here and he'll, you know, he'll go, somebody's been on my toy.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back. And we're doing at 7:30, we're going to be having our Valentine's Day extravaganza song. And then Carrie Schutte will be joining us from SCOE, the Shasta County Office of Education, talk about a big event they have going and what's going on up at Oak Run. And then at 8 o'clock, we have the Kiss Me Hobbledies owner coming in, and we're going to be discussing the brouhaha that's going on between the city and her about just what is an adult business. So we'll be right back.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. For tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years.
Get ready
to explore
the location
on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Welcome back. I was dancing and you were kicking me.
So let me ask you something.
Wait a minute. This was my car.
I know. I was rubbing your back
Diaz,
with my foot.
Carmen Diaz.
No.
The actress. This was her moves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For what?
That was.
Something about Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no wonder you would remember that film.
Yep.
Yeah.
Need a little hairspray?
Anyway.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 31st of January, 7:20 in the morning. It's National, what? What?
Work?
Work?
It's National Fun at Work Day.
There
fun
you go.
Work.
I'm having fun at work. And then
yeah, you are.
I am. If I didn't have fun
yes.
at work.
That's right.
Then there's no reason to go. So there. Hey, these storms that you mentioned, you said some rain, you know, off of the weather sheet that you have there.
We get a forecast that is printed out, that is issued by the National Weather Service out of Sacramento. But we do look at the local to see what's happening. And, of course, the weather moves quickly, right, Carl?
That's true. And forecasters expect the next Pacific Northwest storms to arrive today with the heaviest rainfall on Saturday and Sunday.
Wear your galoshes Saturday night.
And a cooler, drier storm follows. I can have a cooler, drier storm. Follows on Monday and Tuesday. However, Friday's significant weather pivot is proving hard for meteorologists to pin down. The storm front could arrive later or earlier this week, and we're having rain right now. Now, a foot of rain. Let me say this again.
All right.
12 inches of rain
expected
could land on the Lake Shasta area and Interstate 5. By Tuesday, storms could drop up to 8 inches of rain on Redding and up to 12 inches along Interstate 5 at Sims, just south of Castle Craig State Park. Bernie and other Shasta County mountain communities could get a dusting of snow, but most snow will land in the high mountains southeast of the county.
Now, I will say,
so there.
For those of you who are listening to our show this morning, and you know, I don't want to sound like the drip, 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 but I mean, we do have a tendency to just kind of maybe think about, I got to get here, or I have to get that, or I'm meeting somebody here, and I'm late, or whatever it is. But as we know, it's been dry, and it's been warmer for the last couple weeks. And so now we know that this is when you really can hydroplane and have slippery slide-outs when we get these wet road conditions.
This was a super dry January, by the way, if you didn't know that already.
Well, remember we had Snowmageddon? In February.
That was several years ago. Anyway, that raised fire concerns last week. Less than an inch of rain fell at Redding Regional Airport between January 21st and 29th. And adding to concerns, January afternoons were unusually warm, typical of early March. While mornings in Redding were cold, afternoon highs were in the mid-60s to low 70s, as we all know. So what this means is they think this is going to move the fire season back, though a month, this much rain. So anyway, most of the year's rainy season arrived before Christmas. We had 9.7 inches of rain fell on Redding in December. And the historic average is 6.3. So we're going to get a lot of rain over this week. It seems hard to believe we're going to get 8 inches of rain.
Well, I think
in a day or 2 days.
I'd much rather have them overestimate. We need to, you know, obviously we have seen the extreme weather that's happened across the United States in the last, 4 months. And I would rather have them overestimate what they think it's going to be. Although don't let it stop you from going out. Like if you're planning to go out for Valentine's, even if it's happening over Valentine's, or you're planning on going,
be over by then.
You just don't let the weather stop you.
Yeah. Hey, also yesterday in a story, I said there was a reported story, and I said, you know, it came from news services, that a skater could not get on the plane because of his dog. And it was reported it was the plane, of course, in that terrible tragedy in D.C. Well, they've gone back, and the story was true is that he could not get on the plane because of his dog, but he wasn't going to D.C. But it was a U.S. figure skater. He was heading to Atlanta. So I'm sorry for the confusion. I just this was carried in several news services, which is another reason to check your news services and come back. But that's why I wanted to come back and clarify that story. But as it is, this tragedy, one of the things that have come up is that they were short a air controller. One air controller was handling two stations. Now, did that have anything to do with this? Nobody said anything. But that Reagan Airport is chronically short of air traffic controllers, as are many other airports. I think they're supposed to have 31 and they've got 19. So, this is all going to be taken into account. No air traffic controllers were being fired, none of that stuff. However, many senior FBI agents, the guys at the top of the hierarchy, have been asked to resign.
All right. I just want to say that
it's like shock and awe. He's coming in here every day and he's just doing things and he's doing them quick, and the Democrats don't know which way to turn.
Well, I want to go back into this horrific accident. We talk about the skaters, but you know, there were also a group of hunters.
Is that right?
A group of hunters. There were Russian and coaches,
Russian Olympic,
and families of the kids. There were young athletes, students, and parents, Chinese citizens, and a cop from the Philippines. Hunters were headed home from a trip. I mean, how many people do you know that go on these big hunting trips?
Well, we all. You know, we went back to North Dakota. Several friends of mine, we went back for a pheasant hunting trip.
And they were on a guided hunt.
Yeah. So.
Members of a Maryland Union from the military.
It's a cross-section. Cross-section of America.
And that's what it is when you get on a plane. If it's not chartered, you've got people from everywhere that are just taking a hopper.
All planes are bipartisan.
It's true.
All planes are slices of America. And our hearts go out to their families and everybody else that was touched like this. And hey, Seth, the new Secretary of Defense is saying transparency, and we're going to find out what happened. But it appears that helicopters and planes around Reagan, that's a common thing. And there have been other near incidents. So it would be interesting to see what the final report is here. Because you've got several military bases in the D.C. area. You've got Belvoir, you've got Quantico, you've got, you know, a number of them that have assets at the bases. Well, the presidents, you know, the Marine One, the helicopters come out of Quantico. And so...
I'm not sure, in my opinion, if it was in good grace at this particular time for Trump to start aligning, like, oh, this is DEI.
No.
In my opinion, right now, shut up.
And
I know I'm not alone.
No, you're not, because there's millions of people out there that wish he would be quiet, but he's not.
Moment of
and
silence.
He's being very much reaching out to people also. And so that this is a national tragedy. I mean, this is the first.
That's not reaching out to me. That's experiencing division and knee jerk right away. I'm just saying that. That's all over the headlines right now about the comments that he said yesterday.
Yeah,
and
you're reading CNN.
Well, I wrote in Trump DEI comments.
Well, let's get into this. Anytime you put something on the and you do this, and you've got to remember that which ones are coming up?
AP, NBC, New York Times,
okay.
Iana Press, The Hill, YouTube, Axios, ABC News.
How many of those would you say are conservative?
I'm just saying.
No, you know what? It's like Vogue. We talked about Vogue. They took their shots at Melania. I mean, just pillage. You know, it was like, how much crap can we throw at Melania because they didn't like the picture? I mean, it's our media has reached the point, and both sides, that it's somewhat disgusting. So it's just my opinion, of course.
Well, I think that
I'm just kind of middle American, but I'm disgusted with the media.
Can we just, as we leave this moment, and we'll do the Valentine's
thing. Go back
to
what we thought.
Let's just take a moment of silence for the prayers and the thoughts of all of the
the
people who died Americans. And their families and the domino
all people,
effect
all
and
souls,
communities.
All souls.
All souls.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is the love song. Give us a call. 530-605-4567. And even if you get close to it, Christina will help you with the title and be entered into our giant Valentine's Day giveaway. $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, a dozen longstem roses, 2 dozen chocolate truffles, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark.
And we're going to be drawing this on Monday, February 3rd.
We are at 7:30. And all the people who have entered, we're putting their names into a giant hopper, and we're going to draw that. And the phone lines are starting to ring. Keep calling, my friends, 605-456-7666 or 65, and get entered into this because they're going to reserve a table for you, if you wish, at Taroko's on Valentine's Day. And it'll be close to where Pat Karch is playing the piano, and Linda's going to sing a few songs.
It's going to be a fun night.
It's going to be a fun night. We're going to be there. Okay, and we are here with Carrie Schutte, who is the public affairs...
Tell us your title.
Mogul.
Yeah, let's go. Good morning, Carrie.
I like mogul. That's the first one.
Wait, hold on.
I don't know. We need...
Okay.
There we go.
Yep, turn her up. Wait. Okay, she's on the phone, so we may move you to that mic.
No,
okay. No, we'll stay there. Sorry.
Okay.
We got three hands going on here. We got the call coming in, and you on the good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having me today. It's been a while since I've seen you guys.
I know, and you're looking great.
Well,
I just said you really seem to be in a really good place. It feels like that.
So far, so good. Yep.
Yeah. 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 So, where did you get your love of reading?
I was a very, very early reader. Not sure why. We had, lots of books and newspapers in my house growing up. I've always loved reading, since I was a little tiny person. So it's fun to be now with the Shasta County Office of Education.
Little tiny person. I like that.
Well,
some people would say a child, but Gary is a little tiny person.
Yeah. Little tiny person.
And so we'll just say that Carrie Schutte's mother is Lynn Regan, who I adore. And I'm sure that she has such a great love of books and theater. And so you probably got some of that just watching her.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Reading was very loved in my household. And all throughout school, I went to kindergarten here in Shasta County all the way through high school, and was always reading and English were always my favorites.
And then you're such a wonderful writer on top of that. Still doing stories for Enjoy?
Not as many stories as I used to, but I still am their copy editor, so I get to read all the stories. If you see a typo, it was my fault. it's
Do you look at the photos too?
I'm not a photographer. I look at them and enjoy them, definitely.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I don't get to pick those, but.
All right. Well, good. Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're here to talk about donating a book, inspire a dream, love the literacy book drive.
We are indeed. So this is an initiative of Reach Higher Shasta, which has been around, I want to say, for probably 15 years or so. It's this awesome collaborative of educators and community groups that are really aimed at increasing opportunities for students to reach higher in education, hence the name Reach Higher Shasta, in education, training, or career choices. So when kids graduate from high school, they are prepared for anything. If they want to go to college, they're prepared. If they want to go straight into a career, into the trades, into the military, anything like that, they're ready to go. And certainly I think we could all agree that one of the underlying important pieces of that is literacy, being able to read well. So this book drive is happening between February 1st, tomorrow, and February 14th, Valentine's Day. And our friends at Les Schwab Tire Centers were kind enough to open 5 of their tire centers. They've got they'll have barrels there to drop off. Yeah, new or gently used books. I saw a picture of one. It was very decorated, super cute. And so it was so nice of it's always really great when a community business, a local business,
yes, absolutely,
chips in to help. Takes this is our village. So we've got the one on Market Street, Hilltop Drive, and Churn Creek Road, as well as the one in Anderson and the one in Burney. And you can also drop off books at the Reading Library or Holiday Market. And those books they can be for new or gently used is great. And they'll go into those little free libraries that you might see around town in neighborhoods.
So people don't mind if there's a dog ear.
They don't mind if there's a dog ear.
All right, or maybe a splash of coffee.
We love a well-loved book.
A well-loved book. Right. Oh, okay, that's fantastic. Like, for instance, give us, as people are listening to this right now, and they may be driving their kids to school or, on an errand or on the way to work, and I think they, as the kids get older and there may be books that are left behind, they may be thinking, oh, okay, I've got 5 or 6 that I could donate. Give us, do we need not coloring books, but do we need picture books? What, give us an idea, a visual.
Yeah, I would say anything that you would be happy to hand to a child who's anywhere from, you know, in a little baby to all the way up through teenagers. Anybody who is a child in Shasta County, something that they might like. They can be board books, they can be novels, they can be whatever you have that maybe your kids enjoyed and they're done enjoying them, and maybe they can live another generation with someone else enjoying them.
So great. This is brought to you by
Reach Higher Shasta.
Okay.
I am the Shasta County Office of Education obviously is a huge part of Reach Higher Shasta. We've also got representatives from other school districts. It's a nonprofit, and so it's a fantastic organization with lots of smart brains all put together trying to figure out innovative and creative ways to help increase literacy in our community, among many other things.
And where do you drop the books off at?
Yeah, you can take them to the Les Schwab locations, okay. Market, Hilltop, Churn Creek, or Anderson and Burney, and then the library, and also Holiday Market. Palisadro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, these books, we don't want the ones that have been tattered and chewed by Buford.
Probably not Buford's books.
Just lightly used.
Yeah.
Lightly used. And
no,
you know what?
Buford.
I have.
Not the Holiday Up on Placer,
but no, just the Palisadro.
And you're talking about, for young children, but all the way up, you said, to what, high school age?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it could be like a history books and things
you betcha.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because
I have a lot of books.
Yeah, Carl is a voracious reader. Let me ask you, Carl, did you find your love of reading early in life?
Yeah.
Were you like in fifth and sixth grade reading?
No, it was earlier than that. And when I was in fifth grade, and I still remember this, they told my mom that they couldn't let me read any more forward because I was like in seventh grade books. They said I'd be bored. So mom had to find books for me.
Can you believe that?
My mom was a reader.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
She always had books, and it was, yeah. So I mean, they weren't, you know, it wasn't Shakespeare or things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but she still was a reader. Yeah.
Gray,
yeah. My grandfather was a huge, Louis L'Amour, you know,
yeah.
All of that,
right,
you know,
right.
Just all over the place.
And ever since, and I love reading a book, but Kindle. Kindle Unlimited has really opened up a lot of books for people.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you can read them on your phone. You can read them, you know, if an iPad.
And
whatever.
I joined a book club this year, which is something
yeah.
I never
you
thought
did.
I would. Yeah, I did. And I really enjoy the women in the discussion that we have. And the books would be something I would never pick out. They're usually, you know.
National bestsellers.
Yeah, and I like a historical novel, so I can. It puts me in a place that makes me want to know more after I finish the book, like looking up some of the figures and going deeper into what the story is, because now it's giving me like a movie in my head, because I'm an extremely visual person and I have a little bit of dyslexia and ADHD, you know, so it was always really hard for me to sit. But once I get into it, so this is what's great when you're young, you train yourself, and when you watch your family reading, chances are you're going to pick up a book.
Absolutely.
You'll be like, well, really? Like if your mom cooks and she brings you in, or your dad cooks and they bring you in, chances are you kind of want to be in the kitchen with them.
Exactly.
And do their thing with them.
Yeah. And really with reading, it's so wonderful when reading does become a family activity, because even before kids can read well, they can certainly listen to stories. It's a great way for families to spend some, you know, quality time together, reading the story, talking about the story, you know. And sometimes your kid's going to want you to read the same book 100 times over and over again. We love that. Do that. You know, all of that helps build literacy with kids. Hearing the spoken language, all of that, talking to kids, reading to kids is it's such an important way to help build literacy.
So how are your kids?
My kids are great. My kids are great. I've got three. My daughter Maddie is working on a farm in Sebastopol.
That's what I wanted to love our Maddie. Now for those people who say, would you please do Martinis with Santa again? Maddie was the young girl who sang a song with me, and she's always just been such a love to me. Just a wide-eyed, beautiful, open-hearted young lady.
Well, that's so kind of you to say. She's awfully sweet.
So she's working on a farm.
Yes.
Carl, did you know that? And I love it. It's an organic farm, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everything about her is... So tell us a little bit about that.
We
got
to
take a break. Come stay with us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted 3 years in a row best jewelry store in Reading by the Reading Record Searchlight. And they are the only full-service jewelry store in town, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They can do it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Locally owned, locally operated, been there for about 30 years. They're just super people with a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, and you're going to – it's like a candy land for Linda when she goes in there. So head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Carrie Schutte and the Shasta County Office of Education.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is an encore presentation of Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Well, Welcome back, Free Fire Radio.
Oh, I love this
here
song.
In the studios of Wind River Resort and Casino, located in downtown Market Street, and looking out on our window of the world, and it's raining
out there,
and it's going to be raining. We're going to have terrific storms.
We're under a flood watch.
Yep, we're going to have terrific storms for the next few days, so stand by. And our guest today is Carrie Schutte, who is the public relations media person for the Shasta County Office of Education. We're talking about this big event we're going to have, but when I talked to her yesterday, we wanted to also address the Oak Run situation. Oak Run School District is having tremendous financial problems. And so can you kind of catch us up a little bit on that?
I can do my best.
Okay.
So I'll start by telling you that the Shasta County Office of Education is we help provide things like business services and support like that to small school districts. Oak Run has its own.
Yeah, it's got 25 students.
They've got something like that. 25-ish students, correct? And they have their own board of trustees. They have their own superintendent. So the County Office of Education is not in charge of them in any way. We just provide support to districts like that. So we've been helping them more than a little bit with trying to get them back on the right financial track.
It appears Shasta Scout had an article in it that I think is a pretty accurate article about this, that there was mistakes made on how they count students.
Right.
And it has to do with vaccinations, independent schooling, and all this. And they're in the hole like $800,000 to the state.
Yeah.
And their whole budget is only $700,000.
Right.
Around that.
Right.
So this is. And you all are in it because, well, you're SCOI and
yep.
you're providing your financial experts in this, but.
Yeah, we did provide a what they call a fiscal expert. His name Rick Foss was a longtime superintendent here in Shasta County, and so he went up there to help them out, to kind of go over things and record keeping and all of that. You know, one of the challenges with a small school like that is that there's a lot going on, and we're really empathetic to those one school districts that you've got superintendents who are teaching and also serving lunch and like all of the things because
the bus.
Right. So it's it certainly is not it is not an easy job. Nothing about education is easy, honestly. The challenge that you're talking about right now was due to the way that schools get paid is that they tell the state how many students they have at various times throughout the year, and then they're paid a per student fee. It's called average daily attendance. And what happened was there were some students who were attending the school but were not legally enrolled because they did not have immunization records on those kids at the school.
And that was state law.
And has been forever. When I was, I'm over 50 and vaccines were required when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So it's, it's not new. It's not like
measles, mumps.
This wasn't the COVID thing. This has been
COVID vaccines are not required.
I think we had three vaccines.
So COVID vaccines were not required.
No.
So it wasn't that. It was any vaccines. And so people that didn't have their children vaccinated or a record of it can't go to school.
They can't attend, right. There are some rules around that. Yes.
Okay.
They can attend school in certain ways, but being in a classroom with the other kids is
not
okay.
Independent study.
Correct.
And these things. So this was essentially a bookkeeping error that went on for a couple years.
Right.
And now.
That's
a very simple.
You didn't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you didn't say it. Carl said it, so you're okay.
You're okay.
To
me, is that this is something that's supposed to have been done. It's been done for a long time, and for some reason, it wasn't.
A crack happened.
And
right.
The state found out about it.
Okay, so now what?
So the district has filed an appeal with the state to say, how can we work around, you know, how can we resolve this issue? As of a couple of days ago, we still had not heard anything back on the appeal, so I don't know what that's going to look like. But essentially, the state overpaid the district, and so, you know, when the state overpays the district, now the district has to pay back what was overpaid, which is a pretty large sum of money, which is really unfortunate for a district that's so very, very small.
Now,
all right,
and
we need to
we're
going to
have Mike Freeman.
Yes,
Freeman, who is head of school. We got him scheduled here soon, and we're going to talk about this and the school districts we have here. I mean, we've got like how many? 22?
We have 24 plus the schools that we operate. So we call ourselves the 25th. But 24 school districts.
24 school districts in Shasta County.
Yep.
In Shasta County, 24 school districts.
Yes.
And when I went into SCOE one time, I was looking at all the photos of the superintendents, and I'm going, who are all these people? Those are the superintendents.
Yeah.
And I went, that many in Shasta County?
Yeah.
So, but that's something that Mike and I'll talk
it's
about.
Very
and
unique situation.
This. Anyway,
for sure.
Let's go back to Reach Higher Shasta.
Yeah, Reach Higher Shasta.
The main reason
the
you
book,
came on,
the book
the
drive.
Book drive.
Yep.
And it starts,
starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Grab those new and used books, and you can bring them between tomorrow and Valentine's Day to Les Schwab in Reading, Anderson or Burney, the Reading Library, or Holiday Market in Palisadro.
So this is a good way to take a look at your books, and I'm going to do that. I've got them piled up, and others that have, you know, histories of Theodore Roosevelt, you know.
How about Clan of the Cave Bear?
Clan of the Cave Bear.
You think that might be a high school student?
I don't know. I've never read it.
But
you still got your copy.
Yes.
So.
And I think I got my second one from Charlie Moss, so I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
There was a series.
Anyway.
That's a treasure. Yeah.
You know what? It's a way to get involved. It's not hard. Just pick up those extra books.
It's not hard, yeah.
And, or the older books you're not reading. Maybe your kids have left and you still kept the books.
Mm-hmm.
Good chance. And then it's a good time to bring them down and let kids read. You know, and reading books from 30 years ago are a lot different than reading kids reading books today.
But that's okay.
It's
kind of interesting how you read some of the stuff and they use terms like, you know, cool or arg. It's kind of comic book talk, you know.
Arg.
Yeah.
That's National Pirate Week's coming up.
Arg.
Yes, there you go.
Arg.
It's always in style to read a book to a kid. So I would say that it's going to be a nice rainy weekend. If you've got a little person that'll sit with you long enough to read a book, grab those kids and sit down and grab a blanket and dive into a good book with them.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Our grandkids are big readers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're, and, but now they're college.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, it's been good that they are.
Graduate students. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Carrie, thanks so much for coming in on,
well, thanks
on
for
short
having
notice.
Me.
And,
it's always a joy to see you guys.
You leave us that so we can remind people over the week.
And we can put that up in the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
So have a good weekend. It's
going to
be.
Too.
It's going to be. They're saying 8 to 12 inches of rain by Tuesday.
And we are under flood watch, so just be careful when you're driving. Think about that precipitation.
Let's hope it just stays up here, because if this moves south after the fires, well, one, it'll help put out remaining fires, but it's going to be mudslides like you can't believe down in Southern California. And all those houses that were perched on the hills, Pacific Palisades and Malibu and these other places.
Yeah.
It's the 1-2 punch.
Yeah,
form.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been there.
Oh, you know, we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if nothing else, let's hope it wakes up the powers that will start going out there and finding ways to mitigate it. You're never going to stop it, but you can mitigate it.
For sure.
All right, thank you. And in the next hour, we are going to be having that Valentine's Day.
Kiss me not
and a Valentine, you know, entry again for that wonderful package that we will be drawing on Monday.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back after the news.
this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal judge in New Hampshire has blocked President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants. Today's ruling comes after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. Christian relief groups feeling the pain of the president's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development.
The Trump administration's gutting of USAID is directly affecting the work and ministry of many faith-based organizations, including Samaritan's Purse, World Vision, World Relief, and Catholic Relief Services. As Christianity Today reports, most of USAID's budget goes to grants for projects, including local Christian health clinics and orphan care. On its website, World Relief says the federal funding cuts are putting its refugee outreach and life-saving programs at risk. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Before last night's Super Bowl, which he did attend, the president applauded the work of DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiency. It's headed by Elon Musk. The president says DOGE will now be turning its focus on the Departments of Education and Defense. Flying under the radar, efforts aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says President Trump is actively considering various strategies for finally winding down the conflict.
Russia's economy is not doing well. He is prepared to tax, to tariff, to sanction. We need to get all sides of the table and end this war. And it has come up in conversations with President Xi, with Prime Minister Modi, with leaders across the Middle East. Everybody is ready to help President Trump end this war.
Walt speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. On Wall Street this hour, stocks trading in positive territory. The Dow is up about 123 points. The Nasdaq better by 235 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
An international AI summit is underway this week in Paris.
Tuesday we'll see world leaders, including US Vice President J.D. Vance and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, hold talks within the walls of the ornate Grand Palais. Elon Musk is not on the guest list, but that doesn't mean he won't decide to come. DeepSeek founder Liang Wenfeng is also unconfirmed. At preview events held on Sunday, it was clear there was tension between countries vying for pole position in the AI race, as much as they're trying to collaborate over its regulation. China's former foreign minister clashed with Canada's AI godfather, Professor Joshua Bengio, and India's former IT minister accused Europe of thinking innovation, trust and safety could not coexist.
And that's the BBC's Zoe Kleinman. Britain's government touting its success in raiding businesses that employ illegal aliens and deporting thousands of migrants who have no right to stay in the UK. News and analysis, townhall.com. The remains of all 10 people killed in last week's Alaska plane crash have been recovered.
The bodies of the 9 passengers and 1 pilot who were on board Bering Air Flight that crashed in Nome, Alaska Thursday have been recovered, according to state troopers. They range in age from 30 to 58. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're investigating the cause of the crash, but the single-engine turboprop plane is on an ice floe, which makes it tricky.
We do have a short window where we have weather, bad weather coming in, some snow, and please understand that some difficult conditions, because this is on an ice floe, which is moving about 5 miles a day.
Audio courtesy Alaska News Source. I'm Julie Walker.
Mayhem in Gulf Philadelphia following the Eagles Super Bowl win, with rioters taking to the streets. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. And this morning we have some very special guests from Shasta College. I'll talk about that coming up. And for today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny with a high of 56 and wind gusts could reach up to 25 miles per hour. So be aware of that. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 34. Then for tomorrow, increasing clouds and a high of right around 53. And for tomorrow night, now there's a chance of showers and snow showers on the valley floor, so just be aware of that. Also, if you're heading up in the higher elevations, bring along those chains because snow is expected. Also, early Wednesday morning, a chance of snow and rain and a high of 52 and a low of right around 37 for Wednesday night and scattered showers. Then rain throughout the rest of the week with highs right around 54 and lows dropping down to around 44 overnight. It is currently clear and 43 degrees in downtown Reading. And once again, thanks for joining me, Sue McClain, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And this morning we have Peter Griggs from Shasta College. He is the marketing director. He's been there quite some time, and we have some very fun guests that we could expect to have on this morning. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Indeed. Hi, Sue. It's great to be here as always. So thank you for having us. I'm really excited to be here as always. It's such a great time during our month to be able to share some of our programs with you and with your listeners. So this morning we have with us our HITHIM program. What that stands for is our Health Information Technologies and our Health Information Management program. I think a lot of our listeners probably know that Shasta College is one of a very select few community colleges that does offer a bachelor's program. And so a very cost-effective way for you to come in and get your bachelor's program in health information management. I oftentimes have people ask, you know, what is that? And we're joined by Andrew Dowdert, who is the program director this morning and one of the students from the program. And they'll be able to really kind of go into more depth on what the program is, what it's entailed, and what students can expect out of that.
That's wonderful. And good morning, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity to share a little about our program at Shasta College. My name is Andrew. I'm a program director at Shasta College for HIT and HIM. I've been born and educated in Poland, so on the other side of the pond, 30 years ago, came to the United States, have to go back to school. Reorganized my life, so went and became clinician, started working in hospitals, clinics, small, big ones, private, public, on the East Coast, West Coast, you can name it, and was involved in education for a long time, so at one point started looking at something new, because like 20 years ago, they began introducing electronic health record. Nobody that time knew what it is. Went back to school again, finished my master's again in HIT and HIM, and here I am.
That's wonderful. And you ended up at Shasta College, which is, well, absolutely terrific. And what degrees are offered through this program?
We offer associate degree and bachelor's degree. Associate degree, it is just a starting point if you really want to work in health information management or technology. You have to come to us and finish your associate degree, and it allows you to open a lot of doors and find employment. And we offer also a bachelor's degree in HIM, and that degree is mostly For people who already have experience in healthcare, they are coming back to us because they want to get better positions, they want to be promoted, they want to manage offices in hospital or clinics. So bachelor's degree is mostly for people who really want to advance in their career in that field.
Okay. Now, I know there is a need for people in the medical field at this point, but is there a need for this in our local community, like in the state, in the nation? Are we seeing, you know, less people or more people that are interested in that field?
So according to Labor and Statistics Bureau, we need more people working in healthcare in every one field, but in health information technology, you know, there is a lot of opportunities because this is a very dynamic environment. We are no longer like if you old enough, you remember old-fashioned, you know, paperwork and your records. Today, everything is digital. Everything is in electronic format. Everything is done by the computer system. So there is a need for people who understand how to process and how to work with those new electronic systems. And if you look even around Reading, you probably have a lot of you have hospitals, you have clinics, you have private offices of the doctors, and every one of those places needs people who understand healthcare data and healthcare processes and also computer systems. So I think there is a really big opportunity for young people to go in that field, especially right now when that field is really changing towards more advanced, because even artificial intelligence is coming to us in a very rapid pace.
Right. And what type of careers or places would a student find employment? Like if they were to start out and they went through the program, how would they begin to even find a job?
So we are helping them to find a job at the end of the program. We have a practicum, so students have to finish practicum in the last semester.
Mm-hmm.
And we always try to tell them, you know, you have to figure out what you really like. If you like, you know, to work in a small places like doctor office, your dentist, your primary physician, so you can concentrate on this part of employment, but if you really want to work in a big healthcare system, hospitals or clinics, so there is completely different approach to find the job, but we are with them all the way to help and find that first employment.
And I guess a lot of this boils down to how much money could I make if you were just starting out? Because a lot of people say, hey, show me the money. But if people were to start out, what's the average starting or mid-range salary look like for someone who is going into this field for the first time?
That's a good question, and probably I cannot answer that question perfectly well for you, but I think that it really depends on the region. Even in California, it will depends if you are up in Northern California or in the Southern California. It will differ from state to state. But generally speaking, I think if you start, I think your salary will be between like 60 to 80,000 per year.
Wow. So you could do very well even just starting out in some areas. So that is really good to know. And if people want to find out more about the HIM program, where should they go and who do they talk to?
We have our orientation session every year open, and they can find them on our website, school website. They can go to school website. They can also email me directly. So information is really, really provided to them on Shasta College website under the HIT and HIM programs.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to be right back after these messages. Once again, this is Sue McLean with some special guests this morning from Shasta College, Peter Griggs, the Shasta College Marketing Director, and Andrew Dowgert, who's been on the line talking more about the HIT and HIM programs at Shasta College. So keep it right here on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. This is Sue McLean filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. We have some special guests with us today. Peter Griggs from Shasta College. He's the marketing director. He comes in and tells us more about what's happening at Shasta College, how it affects our local community, and how it could affect you if you're interested in going out to Shasta College, taking some classes. They have have classes online as well. And this morning, we've had a special guest on the line, Andrew Dowgert. He's the program director with HIT, the HIM programs as well. He's been answering quite a few questions regarding this and the electronic systems and how to get involved and what type of careers are available. And if people want to find out more, Andrew, about the program, where should they go?
They should go directly on Shasta College website, and there is even more than one page dedicated especially for those two programs, HIT and HIM. There is all information about courses that you have to take for 2 years, about your education prospect, you know, to finding the job, and also about the certification, because I would like to mention that at the end of 2 years, you are not only graduating from us, but you are allowed to sit for your certification exam, your board exam, so you can get your RHIT or RHIA certification, and that certification also is opening a lot of doors and opportunities. And even if you think of moving to Australia or to New Zealand, that certification will find you a job there too.
Hey, Andrew, this is Peter Griggs. And yeah, I'm thinking about moving to Australia and New Zealand all the time, especially with some of the weather we have.
Yeah.
Hey, I was wondering, you had mentioned the certification. And in my other conversations with Alexis, don't we offer exam prep currently for our students?
So we created a special non-credit courses that at the end, in the last semester, at the end of those two programs, students can enroll, and we prepare them for a certification exam. So they are, hopefully they will be really prepared, and then they can go and apply for the exam from AHIMA, that is our accreditation body.
Fantastic. Well, Andrew, thank you so much. Really appreciate you joining us this morning. That's been outstanding.
Yes, thank you so much. We hope you have
thank
a terrific
you.
Day, and we really have, you know, learned so much about these programs. We appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And once again, this morning, we're talking more about what's happening at Shasta College with Peter Griggs, the marketing director. And this morning, we also have a student online, Marta Thomas. Now, Marta, you're a student with the HIM program?
Yes, that's correct. Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Now, how is the program? How has it worked for you?
Well, the program has been great. I will say there were a lot of classes that I took that I didn't really recognize the value of them until I got into the field. So my advice to students would be to pay attention, because even though you might not think that some of those classes may pertain to your career path, they will intertwine at some point, whether it's in your interview or whether it's a different path that you may go into within the health field. I really do feel that all of the classes were very valuable.
That is wonderful. I think that happens when you're a student, because you're not quite sure about some of the classes that you're taking and how they will be applied later on in your career, or as it applies to, you know, the end factor when you get that certificate or you get that degree. And at one time you're going, well, wait a minute, how is this going to even help me? You know, it's like learning
exactly.
math when you're a little kid and you're going, how is this going to help? And eventually it does in everything.
So, right. That's very true.
So once again, you know, it's really interesting to hear from a student, because we just heard from someone who was talking about the program, who's very involved in it. And, you know, you're on the other side of that. And you're the one that's going in. You're putting in these hours. So do you spend a lot of time on these, you know, on this class or classes? And is it something that can work in with, you know, everybody's schedule, whether you're an older student or a younger student trying to get into this field? Like, do you notice that you can?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking about time management here.
Right. So I actually was an older student. I did graduate from the program, and I can say I had two young kids. I actually decided to have a career change, And so what I did is I leaped in full time, and I would actually spend my full time in my courses. It can definitely be done if people want to take, you know, at their own pace and take classes as they feel necessary. But I wanted to get this under my belt as quickly as possible, so I decided to leap in 100% and dedicate full time to it. And so I wanted to finish it within the 2 years, which I was able to accomplish. And there was so many resources and support, especially with the professors, that I felt that I was very thankful for, just looking back on, you know, the accomplishment. And so I would say that, you know, there's definitely no restrictions in terms of age or, you know, past experiences. You know, this was a career change for me. So I felt that there was everything that I needed within the program that helped me succeed.
Now, also, when it comes to studying and how, you know, working around your home life, now, are the studies something that, you know, someone like, if I were to take those extra classes and I were to work towards my, you know, the degree, is it manageable, I guess, with everything else? It wasn't, I guess the question is, you know, having a family and, you know, trying to work this out, because you said you went full time. It was, you were able to work it, but how did it, I guess, how did it affect your family? Were they like super supportive, and were they like, this is fabulous, mom's doing this? Or was it like at some days it was a little bit rougher than others? I imagine, just because you're just trying, like I said, you're trying to run the household, you're trying to work, you're trying to study. And how was the studying? Because a lot of people want to know how much time it's going to take every day, how much time you put into it.
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything else. Once you set your mind to something and you're determined, you're going to figure it out. You're going to make it work. It was challenging. It was not easy. There were times where there was a little bit more of a heavy load in some classes, or a little bit more studying or reading that I needed to do. And so a lot of times what I would do is just work around the schedule with the family. You know, I would put my kids to bed, and I would take the time, instead of relaxing and watching TV, I would, you know, open up my book and start reading and catching up on things that I was maybe falling a little bit behind on. So you can manage the time, or get up a little earlier, you know, and dedicate the morning to making sure that you're getting those things done that you need to do. So if you have time management, like anything else, you know, you can make it happen. And if you're determined, you can make it happen. I did it in 2 years full-time, you know, as a mom with two young kids, and my husband was very supportive, so I'm thankful for that. And I have family close by, so they helped out. So you find a way to make it happen. You find a way to make it work. And if it takes working, you know, staying up a little later or getting up a little earlier, then those are some of the things that you'll have to do if you're determined to make it happen.
And Marta, this is Peter. I think that
Hi, Peter.
Hi there, and thanks for joining us this morning. I think it also bears mentioning, a lot of people may not realize this, but this is an online program. Is that correct?
It is an online program. So you really do work at your own pace. And, again, it depends on what you have going on in your life. And that was where I felt was the flexibility of having the ability to, you know, study when I could, or take on more classes or less classes.
Mm-hmm.
You can make that determination through the program, which I thought was very flexible and manageable. You know, but like I said, you can make it work, and I took it on full time. So if someone maybe, you know, works full time and, you know, they want to still take on some classes, you know, maybe you don't take on such a large load. And, you know, you can always make those determinations as you go along. As I mentioned, there's so much support that I feel, you know, you can get through the program, and counseling that, you know, I also received, and to maybe, you know, taking some classes that might be a little bit easier to start off. But there was all of that. There was a lot of guidance that kind of helped me set up accordingly to, you know, get to my goal. My goal was to graduate in 2 years. And so I felt that it was very manageable, because they were able to set me up with the right classes that I could manage at that time.
You know, and that's what I was thinking. It was hard for me to explain, because I was wondering, you know, as a mom, how do you get the kids off to daycare and then get out to the class and then run back home? And now that you mentioned it was online, that just adds to the flexibility of it all. because, you know, you can be cooking in the kitchen and then take a break and come do some work and then go back and put the kids to bed and then study a little bit more. So it is completely flexible. And it's also good for students who are just starting out. If they're just ready, they're just jumping into the program too. But I think as an older person who, you know, hearing your story saying, this can happen for you, this can happen for anybody. Like, you've got to apply yourself, of course, but it gives people the opportunity that wasn't there a few years ago. And that's the best part of the Shasta College program. It's available, and you can take advantage of that. And you can work around your schedule, and you're not going to be drowning because it's up to you. It's your pace.
Correct. Yes. Yes. And that was one of the things that made it possible for me to actually even have an opportunity to switch careers and earn a degree, was because of the fact that it was online and it was flexible. I wouldn't have been able to commit to, you know, going into a school and being there all day. That flexibility, as you mentioned, being able to, you know, either drop the kids off or pick them up, you know, you can do all that and still earn the degree.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, Marta, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I'm going to echo what you had already brought up with all of the support and the resources that are available. I know from talking with other students in the program that that cohort, that feeling of, you know, you're doing it online, but you're not doing it alone, seems to resonate with all the students out there. So thank you for bringing that up.
Of course. Absolutely. I'm happy to help.
Well, you've been wonderful. Thank you so much, Marta. That's Marta Thomas, a student who's been through the program and completed it. And this is for you, too. If you're interested, contact Shasta College. Once again, this is Sue McClain along with Peter Griggs from Shasta College, the marketing director, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And hear us online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Redding on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and check us out online all the way around the world at KCNR1460.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Carl and Linda Bott Free Fire Radio Morning Show. This is Sue McLean filling in this morning along with Peter Griggs from Shasta College, the Marketing Director. We're so glad you are here.
Oh, Sue, it's always a joy to be here with you, so thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, this is great, and I love hearing more about Shasta College because you're offering these different programs that some I've heard of, some to me are brand new, and especially, you know, when I hear about students that were in a career and then they go back and they study and they decide to change their careers and seeing, you know, it's possible. And if it's possible for them, it can be possible for you. Maybe you've been in a job for so long, you're thinking, oh, you know, I just need a change. Not that you don't like your job. You just are looking for a change in a career, or you're looking for a career and not just a job. You know, you can go and make money, but it's something that you love and you can just do very, very well in. And Shasta College helps get you there to that ultimate goal of that job you love.
No, it does. And, you know, from doing this for so many years, you know that every time we come in, it's something new. It's something interesting. We have so many programs out there for people who want to either reskill, upskill, right? And the president likes to say we take the top 100% of all students, right? And so this is really the college for our entire student body out there, for our entire community that we serve.
Absolutely. So. I just love this. And today we have a couple of other special guests. We have Chelsea Kafalis with us this morning.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. And you're here to talk about College Core.
Yes, we're very excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us about College Core and how that all works.
Great. Yeah, so I am a Reading native. I'm also a Shasta College alumni, so proudly graduated in 2015. I transferred over to Chico State, got my bachelor's in psychology, and knew I wanted to start working right away. And so I actually got a job at Shasta College, my first full-time job in the admissions and records department. I learned so much about how the inner workings of the college. I learned about all the questions that students have, and I realized student success is something that I'm really passionate about and helping students get from point A to point B, whatever that may be. So I I've moved my way through there, and I got my master's degree in 2019, and luckily this position came, you know, this program came available, and I jumped at the shot of jumping in on something new.
This is wonderful. Now, you're the director of student services at College Core. So tell us about that program, because this is new to me.
So College Core is a service internship program, and it provides college students up to $10,000 in student aid for working with community-based organizations. So we partner with nonprofits in our area, and the students do lots of awesome service activities such as tutoring and mentoring K-12 students. They work in food banks, and they do lots of climate action work around the area, environmental education, things like that, just trying to tackle those societal challenges right there in their backyard.
Okay. Now, my other question is, how did this come into being? How did it come about?
So in 2022, there was they launched the Californians for All College Corps Initiative, and they partnered with 44 colleges and universities across the state. So we are one of many. Other colleges are, you know, UC Irvine, UC San Diego. So it's a really large statewide initiative. There are over, you know, 10,000 students who are, you know, participating in this initiative and just pouring their hearts into their communities to try to make a change and learn more about how they can be a part of the change.
That is wonderful. And like I said, I didn't know this program existed. It sounds like another kind of, you know, core program.
Correct.
That I've heard
yes.
in the past, but that it has to do with the college. And you can get credits doing this? Or
so
is this
at our
just,
college, okay. No, we don't offer a credit-bearing course, but there are other colleges that do, and so depending on where students are going and if they transfer from Shasta to one of those partner universities that have a college core program, they can. But primarily for our program, we partner them with those local nonprofits. The students are 450 hours of community service, so it's about 15 hours per week, and then they receive $10,000 in student aid.
Oh, okay. My next question was, how does it benefit students and employers? And it sounds like it really does.
Well, financially, we know that community service is kind of a luxury for people. Not everyone has the time, you know, to afford to go and just give time back to their community. So we really, you know, as a college core program, we want to encourage students to get out in their community, and we want to allow them the opportunity to afford that. And so that's where that student aid really comes in handy. We want to create the next generation of civic-minded leaders. And so in order to do that, we want to stick students in their communities. But we also know that with the cost of living, it is not easy for everyone to give their time for free. So we're really excited about the opportunity to allow them to, you know, make a sustainable income while also working with those local nonprofits.
Absolutely. And how does a student actually get selected for this? Because I can't imagine they just walk in and say, hey, I want this.
Right.
You know,
right.
There has to be some kind of criteria to do this.
It is a little bit of a process, yeah. So they do have to apply. Mm-hmm. There's an interview process, and we do select them based on, you know, their interests, their availability. But mostly we are a very open program, and we are willing to make it work for any student. They do have to be full-time, so 12 or more units enrolled. And they do have to be eligible for financial aid. So those are our, you know, main criteria that we look for.
And how many hours? You mentioned the hours. How many hours? How many?
So it's 450 over the course of the academic year. So it averages to be about 15 hours per week.
Okay. That's wonderful, because, you know, a lot of people are going, wait a minute, I've got this, you know, school load, but they also want to do the program. And, you know, we encourage you to contact Shasta College and talk to you. And if somebody has questions, who do they talk to? How do they get a hold of you, I guess?
So you can find all of the information on how to contact us, more information about eligibility criteria, all those things on our webpage. It's just going to be shastacollege.com/collegecore. Now, core is spelled C-O-R-P-S. That's definitely an important distinguishing feature that I like to mention. And so, you know, definitely take a look, Google us. Even if you type it wrong, I'm sure it's going to get you there.
Right. And what industries or partnerships have you seen come from this?
That's a great question. You know, our program actually does focus on three areas of societal, you know, need, community needs. So K-12 education, as I mentioned. So we work with school districts like Reading School District, Shasta County Office of Ed, Enterprise Elementary School District to embed our students in those classrooms. We also work in the food insecurity world. So food banks like Salvation Army and Connected Living, so at Mercy Oaks. And then we have a partnership with the Western Shasta Resource Conservation District. So we're very excited to be sending those students out there to work with invasive species and really learn how we can create, you know, sustainable projects to clear our areas, keep it nice and beautiful, but also keeping it safe and a good habitat for our wildlife.
Right. So there is a need in our local community. But what about, like, the state and the nation? You would think that this should be everywhere.
You know, it's very interesting because I've heard that New York is looking to model a similar initiative in their state because they've seen the good work that California is doing with College Corps, and they are starting to look into how can we replicate this. So it is becoming, you know, bigger than, you know, it even is at our level.
That is absolutely terrific. So once again, if a student, they have to be full-time, they have to have the ability to get this, you know, extra funding.
Yes.
Okay. And what do they, I guess, who do they talk to first to find out more, to see if it's right for them?
Our program staff contact. So me, myself, Chelsea, I'm always available. My contact info is on the website. Nina Mitchell, she's our coordinator. She's an excellent contact for you. You know, you can find that information on the webpage. Yeah, and so lots of ways.
Fantastic. Chelsea, College Corps has really, it's been around for now 2 years, right?
We're on our third year. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you are in the process right now of accepting applications, or is there a time period that we want to have our audience know about?
That's a great question. Yes. So applications are actually going to be opening March 1st on our webpage. And so we definitely encourage everybody to go and apply. It's a very short application. And then we will go ahead and screen for all of our eligibility criteria and reach out if you're eligible.
And if there is an industry that's also interested in being part of the program, they can also contact you then.
Correct, yes, and I would be the correct contact for that. And so, my name is Chelsea, and I'm super excited to hear from anyone who wants to be a part of this.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Chelsea Kefalis?
Yes.
Okay. And she is the Director of Student Services at the college that's CORE, C-O-R-P-S.
Correct.
Okay, we want to make sure we get that right. We want people interested, and we'd love to hear from you. Shasta College wants to hear from you. If you have any questions, you're a business, you're a student, contact her today. And once again, I'm with Peter Griggs from Shasta College, the Marketing Director. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking with a student who has gone through the College CORE. And his name is Jack Richards with Shasta College. So stay tuned. Coming up next on KCNR, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And check us out online at KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
But life still goes on. I can't get used to living without you. By my side, I don't want to live alone.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served Hungry Appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed Greek salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in the historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support Real Journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture. Racing, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Can't trust that day. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way.
KCNR 96.5 FM AM 1460. And hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi there, this is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning during Free Fire Radio, along with Peter Griggs from Shasta College, the marketing director who does just a fantastic job, and he comes in and tells us about these events and degrees and these programs that you may not know about. And to me, that is the most impressive thing because education is changing constantly and we get the update. So say you're an existing student and you're thinking, oh, wait a minute, I didn't know this program exists. Or you are in another field and you want to change your career. Or you're just a senior and you're thinking, hey, you know what? I'm ready to go get back into the work mode. You know, things happen in life and sometimes people just need, you know, that different career and they're ready. And so this is when you contact Shasta College. And once again, Peter Griggs with us this morning. And we do have quite a few people that we've had in this morning to talk about what's happening at Shasta College. And now we have Jack Richards, a student with the College Corps. And Jack, can you tell us, you know, how did you get started at Shasta College? Like, what were you studying?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I was into Shasta College. I heard about College Corps during my senior year of high school, and I knew I was going to Shasta College that fall, and I knew I wanted to study political science or history, but I know I've decided on political science. And I heard about College Corps through my high school counselor, who in the second semester of my senior year referred me to the program. She said, hey, I know you, like doing community involvement. I know you're very civically engaged. And you also get a $10,000 check if you do this program. Both those things sound pretty up my alley. So I wrote up an application and sent it in, and then here I am.
That is wonderful. So it's like, show me the money, but I'm already going to college, and things are good, and I love, you know, working with a community. So already definitely, you had all these great things going, and then you found this College Corps. And how has it affected you? I mean, tell us what made you join it. I mean, you heard about it, but what sealed it for you? And what do you do now that you're a part of it? And I guess that's what I'm asking. What do you do now with it?
Yeah, so like I said, I was initially attracted in College Corps due to the community engagement aspect of it. And education is always something I've been passionate about. I did various civic engagement events regarding education in high school. So when I was applying my College Corps application, out of the categories K through 12, education seemed to be a natural category that I fell into.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had the fair at orientation for College Corps, and we got to talk to all the different tables and booths and organizations that wanted us to work at their host site, Reading Elementary School District really spoke to me as to where I could you know, potentially go into a classroom and actually get more hands-on experience working with kids in that way.
And where are you now?
I'm with Reading Elementary School District, and I work at Juniper 3 days a week.
And how do you like it?
I like it quite a bit. I work with the middle schoolers. I help teach them social studies, and it's been very fulfilling.
That is wonderful. So it isn't just about your classes at the college. You're having this hands-on experience. You're immersed in the school system, dealing with kids, and especially if you have a passion for that, it just works. And that's the best part of this program, because there's different, you know, places where you can go with whatever your interests happen to be. And I just love that. So what do you feel is the number one benefit of the College Core program so far? And would you recommend the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd recommend it to people. Like I said, the number one benefit for me so far has been the fulfillment. I haven't had a internship or a job previously where I've been this happy doing it and this fulfilled working with it. And then I think it benefits me in that way, and then that reflects in my work with the students. I'm a lot more engaged with them. I'm in a better mood. I'm not grumpy when I like the work that I'm doing. And then that in turn has a positive impact on the community, not just for myself and my host site, but for all of the College Core fellows and all the host sites that they work with. They're also radiating that energy into their respective fields.
Right. So the community is benefiting, you're benefiting, and it's helping, you know, work towards your ultimate goal and your graduation and what you want to do with your life.
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think right now after Shasta College, I want to transfer to a four-year and then eventually go to law school after that. But that's not necessarily set in stone. College Core actually made me realize I might want to be a teacher instead. So we're working through it. But I think a big benefit of College Core is exposing Shasta College students to career paths that they may not necessarily have known about or been exposed to before. And then they go work in those fields when they're done with their education.
See, and now going on 3 years of this College Core program, and it just continues to grow. And more people are interested, more students, more, you know, the community and the businesses. And now we're going back to Chelsea. Now, about the program. Now, Peter, you had some questions you wanted to ask.
Well, Chelsea, I think that you touched on this a little bit here earlier, but the application period you had mentioned is opening up in March 1st. Is that correct?
Yes. So the application will be available on March 1st. It'll be live and ready for anyone who's, you know, excited about the opportunity to join, students like Jack here who, you know, are just ready to be a part of their community and learn all that they can, soak it all in.
And Jack, really, his experience, Jack, your experience is so impressive. The fact that you know, really that community involvement, that civic involvement was your number one focus. Yes. But certainly the $10,000, Chelsea, we know from working with so many students that definitely helps. This is not just a one and done. We also have other programs out there, don't we, that students for scholarship monies can take advantage of.
Yes, this funding opportunity in conjunction with all of the other, you know, funding options that our students have, like the 2 years free.
Right.
So it really affords these students the opportunity to get an education and be able to be a little risky and take that risk of maybe I don't know if this is going to work out, but I'm willing to try it because I'm going to school for free. I'm getting this extra money that's going to help me with my living expenses. I'm getting the hands-on experience. So they really get to kind of have a safe environment to take that risk, which we all know is important when you're wanting to grow.
Yeah, I think, as you mentioned, the living expense that you get throughout your service really helps a lot of fellows such as myself apply for it, because I know a lot of people are interested in community engagement, interested in exploring different career paths, but they might not necessarily be in a position with their schedule or financial situation where they can dedicate 15 hours a week for no fiscal benefit to themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, right. The 2 years free program that we do offer at the college, like College Core, you have to be a full-time student, which is a minimum of 12 units. We really encourage 15 units to finish, because 15 each semester, as you know, that'll take you through to your 2 years. And whether you're choosing to get an associate's degree, whether you're choosing to transfer on, that's really a pathway for you to get through into very quickly.
Yes. So.
Absolutely.
Right. I love that, because, you know, who would have known you could volunteer and get paid and work in a field you love, not realizing this might be the path that you wanted to go, and you're helping out the community at the same time. And it's not a strain because you don't have to get that extra job, and you really want to volunteer and work with the community. And I think that is just so important. And having those 2 years free, I mean, that is unheard of. And I love that Shasta College offers that. Because it can be a financial strain. And to hear Jack, you know, as he put it, how helpful it was, and he is able to, you know, pursue his college, you know, degree and be able to volunteer at the same time. And because, you know, how many of the community members would like volunteers, but, you know, they just can't because they can't afford to.
Absolutely. We hear that from our organizations and how they are hungry for helping hands. And so this program has been a really beautiful partnership in that aspect.
Wonderful. Well, we're getting ready to wrap up here. I would like to thank Jack Richards, the student at Shasta College, for the College Corps. Thank you, Jack, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Also, Chelsea Kavalis for coming in.
Thank you.
And she is the Director of Student Services through the College Corps. And Andrew Dowgert for being part of the show, along with Peter Griggs, who's always absolutely fantastic. I love having you on.
Sue, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having us.
So, Peter Griggs, Shasta College Marketing Director. Hey, tune in tomorrow morning, starting at 7 with Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR. Bye-bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.